Welcome to this podcast from Iatric Systems. Today's podcast is an interview with Trevor Clear, Director of Information Services at Mercy Medical Center in Canton, Ohio. Mercy Medical Center is a 476-bed hospital serving several counties in eastern Ohio. In this podcast, Trevor explains how using Iatric Systems' Meaningful Use Manager solution is helping the hospital track compliance with meaningful use objectives, showing them at a glance how they are doing against these objectives. Thank you, Trevor, for taking the time to talk to us today about Meaningful Use Manager.
My pleasure. Thank you for asking me.
I understand that Mercy Medical Center is a Catholic charity hospital. How do utilizing technology and a dashboard like Meaningful Use Manager tie in with your mission of providing quality and compassionate care?
The facets of our government's ERA initiatives align closely with the mission of the Sisters of Charity. The meaningful use requirements and the Sisters of Charity health system mission are built around improving the quality, safety, and efficiency of health care. It is in our mission to engage patients and their families in their care and to reduce health care disparities. As a community-based organization, we work to improve public health. Using a dashboard like the Meaningful Use Manager ties in closely with this mission.
I think there are many hospitals that will listen to this that will share your same goal of wanting to utilize technology to provide superior care to your patients while also meeting meaningful use objectives. Could you talk a bit about how Meaningful Use Manager has helped you improve the quality of care to your patients while at the same time helping you meet Stage 1 and the upcoming Stage 2 meaningful use objectives?
While continuous quality management was and still is a goal at Mercy Medical Center, the advent of meaningful use has brought to light very specific priorities in healthcare outcomes. Meaningful Use Manager provides Mercy with a tool that can display high-level information readily as well as the ability to drill into that information into the reasons behind the metrics. In doing so, there is a ripple effect through the tangential processes resulting in increased awareness of needs for improvement and ultimately affecting the changes resulting in that improvement of care.
As you already know, Trevor, but for our listeners, Meaningful Use Manager has the capability to pull in information from any HIS or other vendor system. Currently, where does Meaningful Use Manager pull data from Mercy Medical Center?
Mercy Medical Center and the Sisters of Charity Health System hospitals all use MEDITECH Magic 5.64.
What role has Meaningful Use Manager played in preparing you for attestation for Stage 1?
Iatric Meaningful Use Manager is the central utility in our preparation for Meaningful Use attestation. It is utilized by a committee to document every detail of the means by which a requirement is tracked and met or exceeded. It is used to identify targets for improving those measurements. The Meaningful Use Manager is a dashboard that provides a ready and quick assessment at a high level for executive staff. Meaningful Use Manager has eliminated a lot of duplicative spreadsheets.
How has Meaningful Use Manager changed the way you track meaningful use criteria compared to what you were doing before?
Meaningful Use Manager has centralized the collection of all of the data that is necessary to meet the requirements. It has expanded to provide a source of truth for Mercy's attestation information. No longer are several iterations of those spreadsheets and documents relied upon for tracking these criteria.
How has using Meaningful Use Manager made a difference in your daily operations?
As previously noted, the tool helps the hospital to focus on the priorities of meaningful use and align resources to change processes operationally to meet or exceed the requirements.
Are there any features in particular that you like or use a lot?
There are several features in Meaningful Use Manager, but the ability to attach documents in support of our data has been very useful. Attaching the actual CMS rule or using the URL to that rule for the particular meaningful use requirement has also become incredibly beneficial when data is reviewed.
What advice do you have for hospitals that are struggling with meeting the meaningful use objectives or don't know where to start?
My advice would be to organize a plan to cross each requirement off the list. Meaningful Use Manager is very efficient in organizing the information and presenting it in ways that promote the achievement of each metric. I also advise that everyone talk with other hospitals and other colleagues who have worked toward attesting to meaningful use requirements.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention about Meaningful Use Manager or Iatric Systems?
The Sisters of Charity Health System has been working with Iatric Systems for at least 8 years at Mercy Medical Center. Iatric Systems tools have provided Mercy the ability to expand our services through interfaces as well as other representations of patient data. Meaningful Use Manager is a very good tool for collecting and presenting this data from the various modules in MEDITECH in one easy-to-understand user interface.
Thank you for your time today, Trevor. I really do appreciate it, and of course, I'm thrilled that you're happy with Meaningful Use Manager. If you are interested in learning more about Meaningful Use Manager, Iatric Systems Meaningful Use Dashboard, please visit us at iatric.com or email us at info@iatric.com.